You're listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to In the 50s.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Gee, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. To the juke joint you go in. Drop the coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. The drums loud and bold. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Feeling is there, body and soul.
Chuck Berry getting proceedings going for us with his hit from 1957, which more than slightly resembles one of his other compositions, No Particular Place to Go, which incidentally was something he wrote during one of his prison sentences, hence the title No Particular Place to Go. Well, welcome along, thanks for tuning in, and I hope all's well with you. Here's one of the most underrated and incredible artists of all time. You all know Mac the Knife and Beyond the Sea, but this is a man who successfully recorded, well, so many different genres of popular music. As well as being a member of Mensa and having grown up thinking that his mother was his sister, he'd also been told by doctors that due to his ill health, he would not survive past his 16th birthday. No surprise then that his life story has already featured in a Hollywood biopic. On top of all that, he was also chased out of a building at gunpoint by a Mr. Francis after trying to elope with his daughter, Connie. Now, with all that going on, he still managed to produce a few hits along the way.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night. Yeah, rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor, I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splash, reeling with the feeling. Rockin' and a-rollin', yeah! Bing bang, I saw the whole gang dancing on my living room rug. Yeah, flip-flop, they was doing the bop. All the teens had to dance in bug. There was lollipop with a Sue, good to golly, Miss Molly was a even there too. Well, a splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a rolling and a strolling, feeling with the feeling, moving.
Bobby Darin, who wrote the words for that one after being challenged that he wouldn't be able to start a set of lyrics off with the phrase, "Splish splash, I was taking a bath." Now, getting on for nearly a century ago, a flapper girl by trade gave birth to a baby girl who spent her childhood suffering from terrible shyness and nerves, as well as having to deal with a severe stutter. This little girl's childhood was very tough, to say the least. Her early years were spent in and out of foster homes, and she also had to deal with having been taken advantage of by people that she should really have been able to trust. But despite all these struggles, she went on to become one of the most iconic and genuinely loved stars of the 20th century.
I want to be loved with inspiration. I want to be loved starting tonight, instead of merely holding conversation. Hold me tight. I want to be kissed until I tingle. I want to be kissed starting tonight. Embrace me till our heartbeats intermingle. Wrong or right, I'm in the mood to adore. I'm ready for that well-known turtle dovin. I'm in no mood to resist, and I insist the world owes me a lovin'. I wanna be thrilled to desperation. I wanna be thrilled starting tonight, with every kind of wonderful sensation. I wanna be loved. I wanna be loved. I wanna be loved.
From the soundtrack of one of my favourite movies, Some Like It Hot, that's the gorgeous voice of Julie London. Now, in 2015, according to a poll in the UK, a letter written by our next singer to his wife was voted the most romantic letter of all time. The note that he sent to his missus on her 65th birthday was voted ahead of the likes of Winston Churchill, John Keats, Ernest Hemingway and Napoleon. Now, who do you think it might be? Perhaps you reckon it might be one of the writers of A Ballad of the Great American Songbook, the work of Cole Porter maybe, or Gershwin, or was it Sam Cooke? Or maybe you think it might be Frank Sinatra writing to his great love, Ava Gardner. Well, you'd all be wrong. It's this man, according to a 2015 UK poll, who is the author of the most romantic love letter of all time. Here he is, back in 1959.
Well, hey, a good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot pot for a $2 bill. I know a spot just over the hill. Soda pop and a dancing spree. You want to have a fun or come along with me and there, hey. A good looking, what you got to cook? How's about cooking something up with me? You got cooking. How's about cooking something up with me? Yeah, I said, hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe. I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill. I know a spot just over the hill. Soda pop and a dancing spree. You wanna have a party, got my law and me and there, hey. Good looking, don't you got it cooking. Baby, how about cooking something up with me? Yeah, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? Well, how's about cooking something up with me? Well, hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? Well, I got a hot pot for $2 bill. I know a spot just over the hill. Soda pop with a dancing spree. You wanna have fun, I come along with me and say, hey, good looking. Oh, you got a cookie? How's about cooking something up with me?
Johnny Cash, whose love letter to his wife, June Carter, was, believe it or not, voted the most romantic of all time as immortalised in that song. It hardly seems fair, does it, that that song would be used in a TV commercial encouraging us to cook with cheese. But there you go, that's the fickle world of showbiz for you. Despite having a vaguely comical stage appearance, which involved sporting various colourful turbans for no other reason than to cover his bald patch, our next artist was famous amongst his peers for being the most focused and ambitious songwriter around. He had two proven systems for writing songs. He'd either book himself into a hotel, staying for 3 or 4 days until he had a song he was happy with, or if that didn't work, he would drive for hours, sometimes days, whilst singing into a portable tape machine until he had a melody he was proud of. Aside from his songwriting techniques, he provides us with a vital bridge between rhythm and blues and soul. And a few weeks before he died in 1958, he released a double A-side featuring two unfortunately named songs, given that he would pass away almost as soon as they came out. What Am I Living For was on one side, and this one, Hang Up My Rock and Roll Shoes, was on the other.
My mama told me she didn't like that rock and roll. I said, please, mama, please. Mama, you just don't know. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes. You know I get that feeling every time I hear those blues. That music gotta be that will keep you alive. The kids are rock and rolling from 8 to 25. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes. Cause I get that feeling every time I hear those blues. Yes, I will do my homework, clean the yard every day. Yes, I will wash those dishes. I'll do anything you say. They said that rock and roll will soon fade away. No matter what they say, rock and roll is here to stay. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes. Because my feet start moving every time I hear those blues. That rock and roll will soon fade away. No matter what they say, rock and roll is here to stay. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes. Because I get that feeling every time I hear the blues. Because my feet start moving every time I hear the blues.
Chuck Willis. This next track features a singer who left us relatively recently, in 2016, aged 94. And up until that point, she provided us with a rare and direct link to the days of big band royalty, the likes of Tommy Dorsey, Harry James, and Artie Shaw, all of whom she sung with before she enjoyed this colossal solo hit, in 1954.
Blow me a kiss from across the room. Say I look nice when I'm not. Touch my hair as you pass my chair. Little things mean a lot. Give me your arm as we cross the street. Call me at 6 on the dot. A line a day when you're far away. Little things mean a lot. Don't have to buy me diamonds and pearls, champagne, sables or such. I never cared much for diamonds and pearls, 'cause honestly, honey, they just cost money. Give me your hand when I've lost the way. Give me a shoulder to cry on. Whether the day is bright or gray, give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. For always and ever, now and forever, little things mean a lot. Give me your hand when I've lost the way. Give me your shoulder to cry on. Whether the day is bright or gray, give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. That always and ever, now and forever, little things mean a lot.
Kitty Callan with what proved to be the most popular song of 1954. Time for one more, and it's the country swing star who wrongly or correctly is credited as the founder of rock and roll. I'm really not sure about that claim, but his recordings were certainly responsible for making white America in the 1950s aware of the great rhythm and blues music they were more often than not missing out on. But despite that, he also recorded this.
Well, rock and rolling all the day, rock and rolling all the way, rock and rolling to the end till the saints go marching in. Now when the saints go marching in, well, when the saints go marching in, yeah, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Well, now when it comes wailing in, yeah, when old Nick starts wailing in, oh Lord, I want to be in that number when that guitar.
The great Bill Haley bringing this edition of In the 50s with me, Leo Green, to a close here on lgradio.online. Thanks very much for listening. Please do visit our website for details on all our shows, and you'll also find out when this show is repeated again. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.